With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. We're learning more details about an alleged terrorism plot disrupted by federal agents.
Multiple people were arrested Friday in Michigan near Detroit, and FBI Director Kash Patel says they were allegedly planning a violent attack over the Halloween weekend. In a statement, Patel said that through coordination with local partners, a potential act of terror was stopped before it could unfold. Two people briefed on the investigation tell the AP it's believed the plot was inspired by Islamic State extremism, and those in custody may have been radicalized online. A source said some of the group discussed carrying out an attack around Halloween, referring to Pumpkin Day in an online chat room. The references to Halloween prompted the FBI to make arrests. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump won't say whether he plans to resume underground nuclear detonation tests. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The president announced this week that he instructed the Pentagon to start testing nuclear weapons in response to other countries doing the same. But he's offering few details right now.
You'll find out very soon, but we're going to do some testing. Yeah, other countries doing. If they're going to do it, we're going to do it.
The United States has not conducted nuclear weapons tests in 3 decades. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two federal judges have ruled that the Trump administration needs to continue to fund the SNAP food aid program using emergency reserve funds during the government shutdown. The rulings yesterday came a day before the payments were due to be halted. SNAP is used by 1 in 8 Americans to buy groceries and is a major piece of the nation's social safety net. The Red Cross says it's transferred the unidentified remains of 3 people to Israel, but an Israeli military official saying that they were still being examined and may not be those of missing hostages. The official said the remains had been turned over to the Red Cross by Hamas in Gaza. The handover follows Israel's earlier return Friday of more bodies. This is SRN News. A new poll asks Americans about abortion pills.
It comes from the Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute, and it reveals that 70% of likely voters say they believe a woman should have to see a doctor before being granted a prescription for abortifacient drugs. And that includes nearly 60% of voters who identify as liberal. 70% of voters also think it would be a good idea for the FDA to restore the safeguards applied to the distribution of abortion pills, which President Biden rescinded. Michael Harrington reporting.
Erica Kirk, the widow of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, has sparked a national conversation about the Bible's admonition that we forgive. She has publicly forgiven the man charged with assassinating her husband in September, and her words have inspired others. Actor Tim Allen says he has now forgiven the drunken driver responsible for his father's death. California pastor Jack Hibbs, who leads Calvary Chapel Casino Hills, is a friend of the Kirks, calling her words incredibly powerful. This is SRN News. ExxonMobil's third quarter earnings beat Wall Street's expectations. More from Bob Agnew.
Earnings got a boost from strong production in Guyana and the Permian Basin. Exxon earned $7.55 billion, or $1.76 per share, for the period ended September 30th. That was better than Wall Street anticipated. It falls short of last year's performance. In 2024, the company saw third quarter earnings of $8.61 billion, or $1.92 a share. Bob Agnew reporting.
Amazon carried the stock market to the finish of another winning week and month. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% yesterday and pulled closer to its all-time high set Tuesday. It closed out its third straight winning week and sixth straight winning month, its longest monthly winning streak in a number of years. The Dow added 0.1% and the NASDAQ composite gained 0.6%. Amazon led the way after reporting a much bigger profit than analysts expected. More details at srnnews.com.